The comment period for WOTUS, the waters of the U.S. proposed rule from the Environmental Protection Agency in concert with the Army Corps of Engineers, is basically going to be open for one more month, till the 20th of October. And according to Colleen Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital, work continues to let EPA know that they need to ditch the rule.
Well, the message continues to be delivered pretty handily, and it's two things that helped us last week in making that message very, very clear, is the passage by the House of Representatives of H.R. 5088, where they went in and basically said to EPA, you're going to stop this process and go back to the drawing board. You know, that passed overwhelmingly on the House side. We received all of the Republicans who voted yes, and we had 35 Democrats who voted yes, so that was a strong bipartisan signal to EPA that they've kind of gotten this wrong. And then over the weekend, we understand that the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, the head of all the ag departments in the states, also came out and took a position against the WOTUS rule. So that just continues to help show that there is not a lot of support in the countryside for what EPA is doing, and politically that just continues to turn the heat up on them.
Colin, we've heard some things from Gina McCartney, but also a lot from some of her underlings, some of the folks further down the chain in EPA that are working within this Waters of the U.S. Proposed rule, that they're very willing to make changes, take suggestions, try to make it where agriculture is not harmed in any single way. They say that is not their intention at all, but still, agricultural groups, I know yours included, seem to be rather skeptical, it seems like, of these comments made by EPA. What really, at this point, would satisfy NCBA when it comes to WOTUS?
Well, the rule just needs to go away. We don't think that there is anything that they can do to change this rule in its current form that would make it acceptable to us or any of the other groups that have been working this. They need to rescind this rule, go back to the drawing board, and in fact, if they want to try to take this approach, is to start all over and go back, and the first thing they should do is sit down with all the stakeholder groups and talk about their intentions, what they want to accomplish, and make sure that we're all working together to have a rule that actually does work, not only for EPA, but for all of us on the regulated end of this discussion. That's where we're trying to get to. But any sort of tweaking of this current rule, we just don't think is going to be enough to make sure that it's palatable for those of us who utilize the land every day.
With the comment period still open, Colin, I'm sure that one of your messages out to the countryside is to keep those comments rolling in.
The comment period is open through October the 20th, and that is definitely the message. If you have not commented on this yet, make it happen. Go to our website or EPA's website, submit your comments, and make it very clear that the Waters of the United States proposal is not something that those of us in agriculture are going to sit back and accept.
Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.